Welcome to the Cat Attack Podcast. It was the reality Cat Attack Podcast this week. We're a little forlorn after high hopes heading into last week's game against the Tigers. And the Cats, well, they had their pants pulled down and they were spanked red, red raw. Ben Castagnoli with you. I'm joined by K-Rock's number one caller, Kingy.
Hello, Benny.
Tommy, it's fair to say there was a red buttocks for the Cats, wasn't it?
Yeah, disappointing. They got out-pressured. They couldn't handle it. The Tigers brought the heat from first bounce and Geelong couldn't go with it, unfortunately. And then when you can't go with it, you make errors. You turn the footy over and you gift the ball to the opposition. 26 points actually flatters Geelong. And I know they could have been back within 10 with Tom Hawkins had of snapped truly in the last quarter. And look, if he does, what happens? Who knows? They might have actually won the game. But I suspect winning it might have been a false dawn. And a 26-point margin may be a good reflection of where Geelong's at compared to Richmond, knowing that the Cats have still got just a couple of handy ones to come back.
The old reality check, is it?
Yeah, you like the reality check.
I've had a couple of them. A couple of times when I've woken up in a concrete room. The old reality checks.
The only reality check I like is the one with the dollar sign in front of it, but don't get enough of those. The Cats, look, the Tigers still missing a couple as well. But probably not players that they couldn't cover.
Whereas, Edwards is pretty good. He was on fire before they left.
Yeah, concede that one. But the Cats, Selwood, Ablett, Rowan, Stanley, my understanding is three of that four will play. Ablett's definitely going to play on Sunday.
Surely Selwood's got to play.
Well, if he doesn't,
something's seriously wrong with him.
Correct. There's something more going on than what we've been
told.
Yeah,
and which wouldn't surprise you.
Stanley's groin, I believe, is worse than they thought. So that means he's going to be...
He
may be missing on Sunday.
Yeah. His injury's not good either.
You're an idiot. And Rowan will be right.
If Stanley, then you've got to ask yourself the question, Reece Stanley 3 weeks out.
Is Darcy Fort coming?
Oh, well, God. That'd be like taking a spud gun to the sort of a gangland meeting.
Nothing wrong with Darcy Ford.
He's not there. Look, you think you're going to struggle with Darcy
Ford. Let's have a look at who the ruckman they're likely
to. You know what happens then, which is going to be my biggest bugbear for me?
Who are the Cats playing?
Blitzarves plays in the ruck.
Who's playing in the qualifying final again? Who are Geelong playing? Port Adelaide?
Port. So Lysette.
Lysette and Laddams.
Yep. Well, they won't both play, would they? Only one of them.
Oh, they've been known to play both.
Yeah, it'd be a big call. Well, if Geelong...
Laddams is more than a ruckman. Laddams is mobile.
Yeah, he gets, but he's very inexperienced.
But he wins the footy.
Yeah. If he's not playing the ruck, what position are you going to play?
Oh, you play him as a tall forward next to Dixon.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's a big stretch for a really inexperienced player to suddenly pop him in as a key forward in a final. I'd be happy with that if they want to do that. I'm all for that as a Geelong supporter.
They both played on the weekend, Lysette and Laddams.
And who do they beat? Someone that was crap. I don't know. You can't. There's games all mesh into one.
No. Did they play Essendon? No.
Yeah, they did. They did. I think they beat Essendon.
Yeah.
I mean, Essendon could. St. Joey's a bit Essendon at the minute. Yes. So I'm happy if I'm Geelong and they're going to do that. Yeah, I go for it. I think that would be because I mean, look, I do agree. Laddams is a. He's an improving player, and he was playing for the Cats, I'd be wrapped. But if they want to play him out of position as a key forward in a final, I'm just pop Harry Taylor on him or
better to get the reality check, Benny, at round 17 in the penultimate round than get it in a preliminary.
Well, you're better to get. It's a bit like when you meet the girl of your dreams. Everything's fantastic, and it's just like lust central, and it's great. And then you move in together. Right, and then everything's still going really, really well, and then you you think this, I'm set here. I'm done. And you're off the market. You don't find yourself at Lammy's at three. You're not, you know, eating.
I am.
you're not having kebab down the front of you at four in the morning. You're waking up fresh on the weekends. You're doing things you wouldn't otherwise do, like be up before nine on a Sunday morning, maybe go for a, take the dog for a, all these things. And you're thinking how healthy you are. And you think, oh, I'm going to get married. Oh, this, I'm right to go. And then about 3 weeks out from the actual month out from the day, something just absolutely horrific happens. And then you just think, oh, that is the reality check the cat's got. And it's all bets are off then. It's like, oh, no, I've got to get out of this. So the all, and the cat's got one of them against the Tigers. They got arm barred. They just got the big don't argue. It was like the little brother going up to the big brother and the big brother just going, boof. Yep. See you later.
I don't think Geelong can beat Richmond.
No, I think they can. That's a massive call to say they can't.
I don't think they can.
I think they're up against it. And I think that if they continue, and we've spoken about this on K-Rock over the weekend, Kingy, so I won't be telling you anything that you don't know. And some of the Cat Attack podcast listeners may have heard me talk about it. I reckon you get lulled into a false sense against some ordinary sides. Okay, yep. And Geelong beat Port. I don't think Port are a great team. They've had a great year, and St Kilda. Okay, pulled their pants
but
down.
But Port are 12-3.
They are, but I just don't think. Do you think they'll win the flag?
Port.
Yeah.
They're going to get a rails run to it.
Do you think they'll win the flag?
I think Geelong.
Do you think they're better than Brisbane?
Yes.
Better than Richmond?
No.
Better than Geelong?
Based on what I saw on the weekend, yes.
Okay. I don't think they are.
West Coast.
I'd be reasonably confident Geelong playing Port in Adelaide in the qualifying final.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that. But Geelong don't go in there.
So okay, my point is that Geelong have got lulled. I think that they get lulled into a false sense against some of these sides by playing. And do you know what has been one of the big problems? What do you reckon has been one of the big problems with Geelong over the Chris Scott era? Do you reckon?
They always seem to cop a soft run into finals.
No, that's not my biggest one.
No, what's your biggest one?
My biggest one is that they somehow fashion players out of position. They play players out of position. So,
but they haven't really been doing that.
This year, no. There's one player they have.
Blitzarves.
Yeah.
But Blitzarves has been part of the midfield now for about 6 or 7 weeks.
I know, but it's still out of position. We've spoken about this.
But he's done it before, remember?
Yeah.
He won a best and fairest.
Yeah, and where's his best position?
Fullback.
Yeah. So you've got a bloke. I'll ask you this question. Is Blitzarves going to be better than any ruckman he's going to play in the finals?
McInerney.
You reckon he's better than McInerney? Yeah. I reckon no. I don't agree. I reckon McInerney's a really good player.
He's a really good player.
So what I'm saying is you've got a bloke playing a hybrid role who's going to be inferior in the position he's playing. So he's not going to be good as Grundy. He's not going to be good as Nankervis. He's not going to be as good as Lysette. I think McInerney is a better ruckman because that's his pure position. Mm. So you're playing
But he's the one I think the Blitzars in a match up with. Would actually come out in front,
but you think because he's going to get a bit of the ball, he doesn't. He doesn't read the play, so he plays on the ball and doesn't get the ball. Hmm. Is he going to be better than Andrew Gaff on the wing?
No. But as I said on the weekend, what is Geelong's biggest downfall?
Is that he can play other places.
Correct.
So play him on. He's your best defender.
Yep.
And you've got Tom. What's happened the last two times Geelong have played Richmond? Their key forwards have just grabbed Geelong by the throat.
Very vulnerable.
And we've got, where have we got our best defender?
Up the ground.
Yeah. That's it.
So they're going to have to make a hard call.
Henderson's got it. If it was me, and it won't happen, but if it was me, next time we play Richmond, I'd be having Henderson and Taylor out. I'd be playing. It won't happen,
The Cats have got a hope. That the next time they're playing Richmond is a grand final, and it's a
yep. And then they've got some massive calls to make. If it was me, I would be.
Richmond got tiptoed out of the finals in straight.
Well, it's probably unlikely.
Yeah, because you would think if Richmond are playing Brisbane in a qualifying final, is every chance that third and fourth are winning the qualifying finals
potentially?
Yeah,
I'd be if Geelong play Richmond again. Blitzar's got to go to Lynch.
Yep,
and Colajosny's got to go to Riewoldt.
Yep.
It leaves Tennyson and Taylor with no matchups because they don't have Their next player is about 142 centimetres.
Well, you play Taylor as the third.
Potentially, but without a matchup, Richmond are good enough to expose him because he can't keep up. That you're not playing against Bunnies. This is my point. Yeah, he'll get away with it against St Kilda and because when you've got to have everything going your way to beat a team, you can't have Harry Taylor trying to run around with like a Jason Castagna or a who else they might have up forward, Arts or one of these blokes, because they'll end up exposing.
Okay, so are you picking the side to win the game of football or not to lose it?
Win it.
Well, Geelong thinks that picking the side to win the game of footy involves Harry Taylor, so they're not changing
it. I just said that they won't Harry Taylor out. I think there's a chance Henderson doesn't play.
Yep.
But Harry Taylor is definitely out. But I just do not understand that the last two times Richmond have played us, their key forwards have Riewoldt's kicked four, Lynch has kicked five. And the only thing stopping Lynch from giving Harry Taylor a hiding on the other night was the fact he missed. He got hurt and he missed.
Yep.
He was inaccurate. So, but we've got our best defender not playing there. I don't understand. And then at the other end, maybe I don't know, it's an interesting one, Radaglia.
I'd run with Radaglia now.
I think they have
to. Against Richmond.
Against Richmond.
And probably West Coast. If McGovern's back.
Yes, potentially.
Yep. But I think you can get away with it against Collingwood. And I think you can get away with it against Port Adelaide because they're undersized. And I think you can get away with it against Brisbane.
Yeah, but if they're undersized, doesn't that make him potentially more of a weapon?
Yeah, but he finds himself getting in the way sometimes too.
Well, it's hard to work out. Did Richmond take their foot off the pedal a bit in the last quarter? That's why Geelong looked better.
I wouldn't have thought.
Or did Geelong look better because Radaglia was forward?
I think it's more. I won't say that Richmond didn't take their foot off the pedal, but I would say that Geelong looked better with Radaglia forward.
Richmond
wouldn't take the foot off the pedal against Geelong. They know what Geelong can do.
This is the reason why. I just have this fear that Geelong can't win the premiership. We are one game out from, and I've said this all year, we are one game out from the finals, and Geelong are second favourite, are they, still?
Yes.
Yep. So they've been, along with Richmond, the in-form team of the last 2 months.
Yep.
And we have no idea of the makeup of the forward line. We have no idea of the makeup of the back line. And we have no idea who's going to play in the ruck.
Well, injuries haven't helped.
Yeah, but it's not injuries forward or back. It's who they're playing.
Well, it depends. Well, if Rowan plays on the weekend, I think it's not a different result Geelong win, but I think it's a different result how the forward line functions. You've taken out Gary Rowan.
Maybe.
Who flies at everything.
Never marks him, but he does fly.
But he flies. Yeah. He's great at ground level. He makes defenders nervous because all of a sudden...
Oh, he's certainly going to help you. I don't disagree with that.
Why did they bring Jarvis in?
I have no idea.
That was...
It's just been it's called being a smart ass.
Well, is it?
Yeah, well, it's just the kid wasn't ready.
No.
You know when you put a chicken in the oven, right?
Mm.
And you baste it and then you get a little bit antsy and you look at it 15 minutes in and it's not ready. That was him.
Yeah.
He'd been in the oven for 3 minutes of a 2 hour cook.
And you end up with food poisoning.
Yeah. And then you're wearing a sort of a nappy for a couple of days because you can't stop it. He wasn't ready. No. And it's great experience for him.
Why would they play
Jenkins? Yeah, I've no idea. Welcome to Barragan for Geelong. Welcome to pulling your hair out at some of the decisions that are made.
Still keeping yours pretty well.
What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got told at least 15 years ago that I was Gonski.
Really?
Yeah, and I have fought on hard. I'm going to grow it long and end up like Leo Sayer, sort of like have a big bouffant.
It's hanging around like COVID.
It is. I'm pretty happy with it. So
Caribbean, it's still Caribbean.
It is a little bit of Caribbean, although it's not as rich as the Danny Bonaducci, Richards look. Wow, that is the most unbelievable Auburn red I've ever seen. So look, I get frustrated, Tom.
All right, Ben. So, Selwood back.
Yep, good. Who goes out? Let's hope so, because otherwise he's got issues.
Who goes out?
Fogarty's out. Was he playing for Richmond the other night? He was horrific.
Ablett for Close?
Yes, and I like Close, I think, yeah. But, yeah, that'd be fair enough.
Stanley for?
Well, Stanley comes in for Henderson.
And Rowan for Jarvis.
Yes.
So, here's your four changes.
Yes. And let's hope that happens. If Selwood doesn't play and Stanley doesn't play, Geelong are in trouble.
Is Jack Stephen playing?
No. He's not their best 22.
Bitcher, he does.
Do you reckon he does?
Yeah.
Who's he coming in for?
So
it's five changes.
I hope it's not for Atkins.
I just think that skews, we've spoken about this, it skews the balance of the team way too far into the offensive side of the ledger.
Geelong have to field as close to their 22 they're taking in against Port Adelaide on Sunday. The issue Geelong have got now, they have no room for error. They lose on Sunday to a Sydney team that took it up to Brisbane for 3.5 quarters.
Yeah. Look, let's put it this way, Kingy. Geelong lose to Sydney.
Oh, you don't even bother. They're not
winning
October.
They're not winning the premiership.
They might as well go, well, we're done.
They should take care of Sydney.
They should.
Yeah. And I think that they will.
I'm nervous.
No, I think they'll take care of Sydney.
Well, a bit Ian and Bruce.
No. I don't think there's any need to be this week, but what will happen is they'll play players out of position and they'll win, and then they think that that's the way to go. And then when you play against a team like Richmond, it ain't the way to go.
So
the only thing I'll say, and you know how I'm a big fan of Chris Scott I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's tongue-in-cheek for anyone's listening. You
wonder why Chris Scott won't go.
We won't come on while we beat around the bush. Chris Scott hasn't been on Carrick since 2016,
yep.
And we ask for him and he refuses to come on. So you only have to join the dots on that. What was I going to say?
The lineup this weekend. They'll play players out of position.
No, I was going to say something else that was prophetic.
Well, the thing is, too, who are the
Swans? I think I've got a condition. I don't know what it is. I can't remember what's happened 3 minutes ago. It's called a condition.
You are a condition.
No, well, I was going to say that it was just going to really just blow the hair off your cranium.
Was it going to be sort of life changing?
Potentially.
Wow.
I can't remember what it is.
I'm glad I'm not having my life changed.
Well, that's right.
Not in the middle of September.
I got a joke.
No.
What about the joke? Well, I know it hit the cutting room floor. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Which one?
The one about Tony Hawk.
Yeah,
and Stephen Hawking.
You're not telling that.
No, okay. We'll leave it in because someone might be able to tweet us in with what the punchline is to that gag.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, can I fire some questions at you from our...
Yeah.
We have some listeners out there.
Yep.
Which is fantastic. Howler 41, Friday night showed us we need Mark Blitzarves in the back line when we play Richmond.
Yep.
Surely Stanley can ruck 95% and Hawkins can take forward ruck.
Yep.
Cannot play both of Taylor and Henderson.
Yep.
Whether Jordan Clark comes in or there's a reshuffle, we lack pace and need to address this. Jordan Clark won't be coming in.
He's
been off the boil this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, he has. But if everything was right, I agree with that. But I agree with everything else that... was it Howler?
Howler 41. Hopefully lessons learnt can be used in finals. Great to see Asava take some clunks. But as they say, one swallow doesn't make a summer. Rowan and Abbott will provide a more dangerous forward setup. Duncan, Dangerfield and Hawkins all had colours lowered. That won't happen again.
Yes. I 100%.
What are you doing Sunday afternoon? Howler, join us at Carroll.
He's a special
football.
Comments man, expert in the expert chair, Howler.
Who's telling Neil to you or I?
Well, I'll tell him.
Okay, cool.
No, I agree with all that.
Daz Broncos.
Well, Daz, he'd be a bit furious after. He had because he was up all night and then the Cats got their pants pulled down. He had to go to work.
So that was not good. But in my opinion, there's two ways to look at it. It wasn't a final.
Yep.
But it was just the prelude to one. Richmond beat us and credit to them for it. No taking anything away from them. That said, did we not change things up once it wasn't working so as to keep change up our sleeve, or are we only one-dimensional? That's an interesting take. Do we show our... Okay, we're going to get beaten here. Do we show our hand, or...?
Well, I put Radigalia forward in the final quarter.
Yeah, that's not groundbreaking, though.
No, but it was always, are they going to go with one forward or two? And at three-quarter time, they realised that one forward wasn't working. Mm. So they had to put two down there. But and then they did look more lively with two.
You could probably have realised that at quarter time.
Well, yeah, but this is my... Geelong had been thinking the previous 6 weeks that what they were doing was really was working, and it was... And it didn't against a good team. So you can't, I don't know if you can then throw that out at quarter time, but by three quarter time, it was obvious as the nose on your face. Mm. So I get that they didn't change it at quarter time, given the history of the previous 5 weeks or 6 weeks. So this is sort of part of the problem in winning games. Whereas, okay, I'll ask you this question, King.
Yes.
What have Richmond done over the last 3 years that's been different?
Have they done something different?
Yeah.
They went from one key forward to two key forwards.
No, but they won in 17, yeah. So that's okay, yeah. But other than adding players, what have they done differently in terms of the way they set up or the way they play over the last 3 or 4 years?
Not much.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nothing. So I perfect what you're doing. Mm. Geelong seem to be all over the place, and they're all over the place is good because I mean the chip and kick it round to each other clearly didn't work against Richmond, who brought elite pressure.
Yep.
So I don't know that you can sort of suggest that that is going to work again. Moving the ball quicker, well, yeah, that sounds great, but if the opposition is set up really well defensively, it becomes really difficult to do. Mm. Should Geelong play every game now that they play from now on?
Yep.
Including the final, as if they were the setup they think can beat Richmond?
Yep.
Or do they play?
No, they've got to play the way to beat the opposition of the night.
I just wonder whether then can they just flick the switch and play Richmond with the setup?
But if you want to take in what you think is going to beat Richmond against West Coast, does it work?
No, maybe. Well,
against Port Adelaide, does it work?
But it works for Richmond because they don't change.
No. Flogwater.
He's Flogwater. He's back. What is Flogwater?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that some sort of special brew that is like...
for flogs?
Well, it's Flogwater. It's an interesting sort of...
Still feeling the pain from Friday night.
Yeah.
With Chris Scott nearing 10 completed seasons at the club and amassing a very good home and away record over the
journey. I'm liking this one already.
What three home and away performances do you rate as Geelong's best during the Scott era and why?
Three home and away games?
Yep. That you like through the year. Thank you for keeping the podcast going. See, the thing with the Cats is, how often in the Chris Scott era have you gone to the football in the home and away season and gone, Geelong can't win today? I reckon I've only ever been once in the last 10 years.
Yeah, they've been home and away champs.
I reckon the only time I went to the footy where I've gone, Geelong won't win today and they are no chance, they played Fremantle down here early in 2015 and they were battling, and I knew that that was one day I've gone to the footy and gone, Freo win today.
Yeah.
Without Geelong, and Geelong battled that day.
No, they've been a great home and away team, and that's sort of what the level of frustration, I suppose, is at times from Geelong fans, is that it hasn't translated into even a grand final appearance. No. But home and away wins? You tend to covet what you've... what you've seen most recently, I suppose. I mean, the Bulldogs win was a good one. Mm. 37 points down, shortened quarters, the way the games have sort of been played this year, lower scoring. I thought that was a pretty good effort. There have been some memorable home and away wins.
The Melbourne one down here, Zach Tui after the siren.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, probably, yeah, that was a good win.
Tom Hawkins after the siren up there.
Yeah, I mean, there's even, they beat... I think they beat Sydney up there a few years ago. Yeah, I mean, there's actually been a lot.
They beat Sydney up there the year after. Remember, they got their pants absolutely...
Yeah, by 126 points, I think. 110 points.
Yeah, something ridiculous.
And they'd scored, it was like 13 goals to one at quarter time, at half time.
Yeah, and Dawson Simpson, I think, kicked the Cats' first goal with some ridiculous snap out of his backside. And I reckon they went up there the year after and did a number on the Swans or two. Yeah, having... there was a win over...
The fact is that there's been lots of them.
Yeah.
Name me their memorable finals wins. In the last 7 years.
Port Adelaide in 2013.
What, when they were behind?
Yeah.
When they were red-hot favourites anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Chappie got suspended.
I don't know that you can remember when you're red-hot favourite.
But we haven't had many.
No, that's my point. Is that we could list a
What have they? What have they won since 2011 finals-wise?
Four, haven't they?
2013 first semi-final.
You'll know all these, yeah.
2016 qualifying final.
Mm-hmm.
2017 first semi-final.
Yeah, having lost to Richmond.
Sorry, I lie. Sorry. Yeah, 2017 first semi-final. 2019 semi-final.
Yeah, all on the rebound, some of those.
All bar the qualifying final in 2016.
So the fact is that the list is from here to kingdom come of home and away, grand victories.
Yep.
The list of finals victories in the last 7 years is there's none.
Yeah, ouch. Thank you for keeping the podcast going, he said, by the way, too.
Oh, good work, Flogwater.
Foxdog 50. Boys, love listening to the podcast from rural country Victoria.
Oh, where?
As opposed to rural city Victoria.
I wonder where.
Oh, I don't know. That funny time of the season that runs basically all year round, trade week. We seem to be linked to every play that is coming off contract. I hear Brody Grundy wants to come to Geelong in 2021.
Joe
Danaher. He says with a wink. So the main three players we've been linked to are Jeremy Cameron, Brad Crouch, and now Jack Viney, Joe Danaher's name. The one today doing the rounds, Luke Bruce.
For Geelong?
Mm-hmm.
At 29?
Yep. So out of them all, where you hear things in the AFL world, how likely we're to get any of them? Well, gee, the Riot Act apparently got read at GWS following Aiden Corr's decision to exercise his option as a free agent. And apparently there was a meeting and basically players who were told they didn't want to be there that it was time to leave.
Yeah, wow.
So I wonder if Jeremy Cameron goes, oh, this place is a bit smelly at the moment.
Yeah.
Brad Crouch is coming.
Do you reckon Geelong get all of those players?
No.
I'm joking.
I reckon Brad Crouch is coming.
Jeez.
It comes down to the compensation Adelaide can get, apparently, too.
So they can't. Well, they're going to get Brad Crouch. If they get Brad Crouch, they're not getting Jack Vaughan.
No, you can, one or the other.
I'd
be happy with Joe Danaher.
Oh, well. Yeah, I mean, surely that's only pie in the sky.
How old, 26?
Yeah, mid-20s. Yeah, he's right in the wheelhouse of his... I mean, I know he hasn't played much, but yeah, look, off. Oh, I don't know. I mean, okay, would you rather Brad Crouch or would you rather keep developing Narkle?
I'd rather keep developing Narkle.
So would I. So why aren't we doing that? Why are we just picking players lazy?
And this is lazy. This is questions come from Anth Christian. Narkle is a gun. He wins his own ball, is good defensively, and has speed. Having recovered from injury, why has he dropped off the conversation in terms of our best 22? That's only...
I reckon, yeah, I agree. I think Narkle can be like Alan Christensen. Alan Christensen was a really good clearance player.
Yep.
And at one point was probably close to Geelong's most effective or creative clearance player. Yep. I think Narkle can be that player. He's only smallish, but he's actually an inside sort of player and he can create. I have no idea why we are getting, or why Geelong are looking to get Jack Viney. I know, I just can't fathom it. At 26, he kicks the ball at 4 metres and he's perfected the art of the helicopter ball. And he's not quick. I just don't understand it. You've got Narkle already there, and I know he's still going to take a couple more years. Only probably play, 15 games?
15 to 20.
If that?
Yep.
Why not just push on with a player who you know is creative and can get there? Okay, I'll ask you this question. If Narkle got to 100 games,
yep.
Do you think they'd be better than 100 games at Jack Viney?
No, I can't answer that. I don't know.
I reckon they'd be more creative. He can kick goals, Narkle. Viney doesn't kick goals. I don't even know where they are.
He's played 17 games, says old Q Narkle.
There you go. Just keep pumping.
10 goals from those 17 games.
And you've got somebody like a Selwood who's going to be leaving. Yeah, okay, in terms of retirement in years to come. It's getting closer. I just don't understand why we're not persisting with the guys already on the list rather than trying to grab guys from other clubs. Okay, sure, if you need to add a piece in terms of if you needed a halfback or a half forward, or why would we try and get Luke Bruce when we've got Myers, Dalhouse, Rowan, Atkins, who plays that sort of role. You've got potentially Cockatoo.
Yep.
Why would we be getting Luke Bruce? I just find it. Surely we're not. Surely that's just rubbish. Sure, that's cabbage.
Yeah.
That is cabbage.
Cabbage.
Oh, that is genuine cabbage.
Anything else we need to talk about, Benny?
I've got another joke.
No.
What?
Because you've got to pre-screen these jokes.
Okay. Well, I've got one joke that's it's relatively clean.
It's right? Relatively clean.
Yes.
Right.
It's not too. Look, let's say it's fit for the podcast. All right.
It's got to be. Would you tell it on air?
No, it'd be after 9:30.
Nah, can't tell it.
Huh?
Can't tell it.
What do you mean?
We're held to the same standards in the podcast that we are held in the.
Oh, okay. I'll say it right. You leave this bit in, and then if you take it out, you take it out. Right? Why are marriages and hurricanes alike?
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisen dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Kerr's Hire.com.au.